You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Other things you're going to want to check out is a gig that's happening next week at the museum. It's Tiny Ruins and Lawrence Arabia, and we're going to chat to Holly just after this. Fittingly, me at the museum, you in the Winter Gardens.
I await the day when I work at the museum. Across the way in the winter gardens, so young and so warm. We'll storm, we'll swarm the parks on our lunch breaks. We'll lie on the lawn. Smile so stealthily, battery and brief. We'll lie through our teeth, shock all the cavalry, statues watching on us in our time bomb.
Such a beautiful track. That's Me at the Museum, You in the Winter Gardens by Tiny Ruins. Morena, Holly, how are you?
Morena, it's lovely to be here. I made it.
Oh, it's so great to have you here. Thank you for missioning in via the school rush traffic out in West Auckland.
It was intense.
It's a time on the roads at the moment, it has to be said.
It really is, yeah.
We are talking about a beautiful show that you're going to be doing next week with Lawrence Arabia at the museum, which is why we have played that track. Must feel a little bit full circle in some ways.
It isn't quite full circle. I don't know whether all the museum staff will feel really awkward.
It's the anthem, surely. Must be.
I don't know. Yeah, mate. I have no idea. They probably don't know of it, but they will now.
They will now. Yeah. You wrote that song a long time ago. Mm-hmm. What was going on for you when you wrote that?
Well, I was sad and heartbroken because somebody I loved had left the country, and I was also applying for jobs. I'd just left uni, and I was and I applied for a job at the museum, mm-hmm. and they rejected me.
Oh no!
And so it was kind of a mixture of those things, but it was like imagining if I had got the job and if this person hadn't left the country. And if they, in fact, worked at the Winter Gardens, all the mischief we'd get up to.
Excellent. It sounds like a good little fantasy going on there. Good good cure for some heartbreak.
Yeah.
You have done a lot since that track came out, though, and we were just talking off air about your beautiful solo tour that you did with Nadia Reid, which I caught, and it was so lovely. How was that?
It's been really, really amazing. Just being able to be on tour feels like we're the luckiest people in the universe right now.
Yeah.
And we're halfway through, so we've still got all the South Island and some other North Island dates to come. So yeah, it's really great. Two gals on the road with their acoustic guitars. It's very, very wholesome.
It is. It's quite an interesting year for like creatively thinking about how we can tour, how musicians can collaborate and do that sort of thing. Has it opened up some sort of opportunities that maybe wouldn't have existed if we didn't have this kind of weird world at the moment?
Nadia and I are old friends, and we'd talked about doing a tour together when we were like in our 50s or 60s. And then this year happened, and we were kind of like, well, let's do it this year. Mm-hmm. And because we knew that so many bands would need to be touring when things did open up.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of like you want the dates to be free as much as possible for everybody.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
So part of it was like, you know, wanting to both be able to play at the same time just kind of made sense. And so I think musicians are looking out for each other.
Like, yes.
Everyone's kind of, you know, trying to make space for each other, but also support each other and, mm-hmm. and also try and get back on the road yourself. So it's like everybody. We're just trying to, you know, make the most of it when we can,
yeah.
and like when it's safe to do so, and then we'll like hunker back down again.
Yeah.
my band spent the in between lockdown down time recording, so it was really cool that
it's
we
exciting.
Were
exciting.
Yeah, and maybe there was a sense of urgency that it was like, this is the time, you
let's
know,
get it out. Yeah, yeah. yeah.
So we spent a few days recording the next record. And yeah, maybe everyone is kind of in that mindset of like, you have to do it now if you mm-hmm. want to do it, then yeah.
That must be quite an interesting thing for you to have worked really hard and sort of furiously on creating this new album with your bandmates, and then going and touring solo must be quite a strange experience, because you played, you know, one song from the new record, mm-hmm. I remember from the show that I went to, and it sounds awesome, but also it must be quite an exciting thing to be like, I'm sitting on this golden egg of new music and I can kind of see it coming out into the world slowly. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, I think you know, the Tiny Ruins, the band, is like a whole other kind of musical sonic world. Mm. And I definitely wanted to save most of those songs for the band versions for people to hear the first time, because I think the first time you hear a song is quite, it kind of does set it in a certain world in your mind. And so, yeah, like, I mean, we all discussed as a group whether I should play any of the new songs, and they were like, no.
Like, just one, please.
But yeah, I mean, it feels good to be working on new stuff for sure, and you know, that's always a nice feeling when you're like on the way to something new again.
Yeah. Mm. And it must be lovely as well to be playing this show with James Milne, Lawrence Arabia. That's another old mate.
Someone I have admired his songwriting for such a long time, and you know, I went to his early shows in Wellington when I was still a student, and I just remember seeing and hearing his songs and going, wow, this is like nothing I've really heard before. And so have admired his work for a long time, love his recordings. And over the years, we've done a few things together, and this is kind of a continuation of that. And it was meant to actually happen before the first lockdown. We were meant to do this show in April, I think. And then it got
COVID. And the rest is history.
COVIDed.
We need a term for that. I always think about what the like Merriam-Webster words of the year are going to be when we kind of come to that time, and I just think it's going to be things like you know, lockdown and isolation and things like that.
COVID kilos.
COVID kilos.
Unprecedented.
Unprecedented. Word of the year. Hard out. I think that will be a really beautiful matching of both your styles. Have similarities but also big differences, but you're both fantastic storytellers, and I think that will be a really lovely mark of the evening. It's just going on some story journeys a little bit.
Mm.
What can people expect from you on that night, Holly?
Well, we'll play songs on our own, and then we'll play some songs together.
Very nice.
James is very dry humour, so there will be some dry humour, probably. And my humour is slightly less dry, but I'll try.
Excellent. Well, it sounds like it's going to be very special. If people want to head along, there are still tickets available. It's $45 if you get it in advance, or $55 if you grab one on the door. And I believe if you're a member, it's even cheaper. It's $40, $40.50 or something like that.
Yeah.
And it's going to be on Wednesday, the 4th of November.
Yeah.
Which is next
very
week.
Soon.
Can you believe it? Where has this year gone? It's been COVIDed, is what's happened to it.
It has been COVIDed.
I'm so looking forward to hearing new music as well, Holly. That's going to be really exciting. Of course, we absolutely thrashed Olympic Girls here at BFM. We just loved it so much.
Oh, thank you, guys. Thank you. Thank you for the support. Yeah. Yeah, new music. It happens. It keeps happening when you think it's not going to anymore. And then
is there a tentative date for when we might hear it? Or?
I would say definitely next year.
Awesome.
Like maybe halfway through next year. I'm hoping to finish the next, the final remaining songs before Christmas and, yeah, record them before Christmas. But
awesome.
Yeah.
Well, we're looking forward to it and looking forward to the show next week. It's going to be really special. We're going to listen to How Much, the solo version, to get people in the headspace for that. Thank you for coming in this morning, Holly.
Ah, such a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
It's such a drag to be apart right at the start of it. Tongue in tight ropes, tummy a flutter. It's not my passion, it's my bread and butter. Say you'll find your way, follow your heart. Think you don't have a chance at it. You'd be willing to give how much do you take from all of this? How much before you're strong? City in the shadow of the cranes. I want to fail you to the top, and that's not the half of it. Breaking down in the supermarket, something for my toothache. Is it getting dark yet? My thoughts are dwelling on the snacks. You just gotta laugh at it. How much would you be willing to give? How much do you take from all? Before you, planets reeling, your footprints on the floor. Count up the feeling of wanting nothing more.
is a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.